So you actually being a far better witness to me of the love that I deserve than you have been of the fear I deserve, because quite frankly, I haven't had a bunch of arguments with anybody in here. So this is a group of people that only reflect a witness of the love that I am. So everything this book is saying, it's happening at the same time it's saying it. That's what I love about it. It's like if the ego has a hard time with the Course in Miracles because it's now. And it's an extremely hard time to realizing that I could be a much better witness to you of how wonderful you are than I could be to how miserable you are. You know why? Think about it. Have I ever cussed anybody out in here?
No.
Have I had a cross word or unloving word with anybody in here?
No.
Okay, so it's obvious that it's easier for you to have a loving experience with me than it is for you to have a painful experience with me. It's obvious that it's easier for me to have a loving experience with you than to have a painful experience with you, because my experience of you has been more loving than painful. So you are my proof that it's possible to have people in my life who give me love more than they give me pain. I don't have to wonder if this is true. It's happening. This is a real-time teaching. The Course is always happening now for those who are willing to open their eyes. These people in this room are witnesses that it's possible to have people around you who bring you peace instead of conflict. And your ego says, well, that's just because you don't know me and I don't know them. If I got to know them better, then I wouldn't feel this love. If they got to know me better, they wouldn't be giving me all this love. See, that's what? That's the ego trying to use them as a source of support. It's like the book just got to saying. That's you trying to witness to the support of your fear by saying, oh yeah, but I could lose this if I got to know them better, if they got to know me better. You know, because we don't know each other, is why we're giving each other so peace. See, that's the ego, what? Searching desperately for support, because you just took support away from it by taking a moment to honestly look at what you have manifested now. And it's real. It's the fears that you're telling yourself is not real. This is real. It's happening. We're sitting here witnessing to each other that we deserve to be around human beings who are peaceful and safe. We've given ourselves the experience of safety. The Course says experience leads to belief. And you know what happens when you believe something. So now you're having the experience, which will lead you to the belief it can happen, because you had the experience of it happening. And he says, therefore, your choice whether people support the ego or the Holy Spirit is in you. The choice whether or not people support your fear or support the truth in you is in you. But a child of God who has been released through the Holy Spirit, a child of God that has been released through the truth in a brother, is always recognized. A child of God who has been released through the Holy Spirit in a brother is always recognized. When you have been released, you cannot be denied. If you remain uncertain, it's only because you have not given complete release. So when you say, I feel doubt, you're really saying, I have not given complete release. I have not given complete release. I have not given complete release. I feel a lot of doubt. I have not given complete release. I feel a lot of uncertainty. I have not given complete release. I have not given complete release. I have not completely unchained other people around me from wanting to support and withhold and uphold my ego. And because you have not given complete release, you still feel uncertain, and you feel uncertain because you haven't given complete release, which means, what does that mean, you haven't given complete release? It means you have not given a single instantly complete, an instant completely to the Holy Spirit. You haven't given one single instant completely to God. That's why you have not received complete release. This is why you feel doubt. You feel doubt because you're not giving one instant to love, to God, to your real self. When you have, you will be sure you have. When you have really given it to God, you will be sure you have. If you're not sure you have, you haven't. The reason why you will be sure that you've finally given one instant of love to yourself and you've released other people from trying to support your ego is because the witnesses to him, the witnesses to love, the witnesses to truth will speak so clearly of the truth that you will hear and you will understand. So when you're in the presence of someone you're not using to support your weaknesses, when you're in the presence of someone that's not being used to support your weaknesses, that is someone who will be speaking so clearly to you of love and your value that you will hear and you will understand. So when you're in the presence of someone who really and truly has been released from your ego, by your ego, they will be speaking to you of love so clearly. You are so valuable. You are so important. You are powerful. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to have freedom. You make a mistake, the mistake is just for correction. You are free right now. You have a teacher right now. You are loved right now. You are innocent right now. See, the reason why she's hearing me say that to her is that it's because she's not using me to support her ego. Mm-hmm. And so now she's hearing me say it. If she was using me to support her ego, she would have attacked me so that I would give her back some kind of attack and therefore successfully supported her ego. So someone that I attack in order to attack me, someone I'm angry at and I attack so that they can attack me, that's somebody I'm trying to use for ego fear support. She was not trying to use me for fear by offering me peace and not using me to make her feel weak in some way. And since she wasn't using me to make her feel weak in some way, then she could understand the things that I said to her about her power and her beauty. You will doubt until you hear one witness whom you have wholly released through the Holy Spirit. And when you meet one person that you have totally released, you will doubt no more. So there will be a point in your life very soon where you will doubt no more. There will be no more doubt. Why won't there be any more doubt? Well, because I'm unchaining everybody I know. How am I unchaining everybody I know? I'm refusing to use them to support my weakness and their weakness in any way. And since I'm not going to attack them or myself anymore, then I have now unchained them, and now they're free to let me see the love and the peace that they're capable of when I'm not using them to support my fear.
Have you seen that transformation happen with the same person?
Yeah. Yeah, because I have different ways I want to see them, and so they seem to have different personalities depending on the reason.